Fire.
Yes, sir.
How do you analyze this Fortis thing now?
Well, I've just had chance to read the headline, the first couple of paragraphs, which said that on the vote on cloture, it was 45-43 favor of cloture. And that means it was maybe 17 or 19 votes short.
Well, I believe it.
See, I've got it right here. Yes, it says here, Fortis, the headline in the red edition is Fortis foes win by big margin. The Senate overwhelmingly refused today.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah, now here's what the thing is. There's maybe one man in the 45 that would vote against him. There's several in the 43 that would vote for him. There's 10 absent that would vote for him. There are 2 absent vote against him. So just rough take and you'd be off 1 or 2. It'd be 55-45. You would still be 12 votes off. If you could force every man to come in, you can't always do that. A fellow like Long, it's been defeated, didn't like to come in and stuff. So it's impossible to get it taken up if they filibuster. They are going to filibuster, the Southerners and the others. And Mansfield will not fight. And if he did fight, I can't see that at this stage that you could win it. They're getting just barrels full of mail.
And it's probably all against.
Yeah, it's all right wing. They've got about 19 right wing organizations. Billy Hargis, Owen Roberts of Oklahoma, and Gerald L.K. Smith, and Olin Hunt's Liberty Lobby, and the Klan, and the Nazis, and just everybody. And now the question is, does Fortis say withdraw your name by letter? He's got a letter written. He hasn't talked to me. But he just called here at 5:40 and said Justice Fortis called to say he very much want to talk to the president, but he don't want to place a call to him directly. Fortis is at his chambers until 6:00. The Attorney General says he's got a letter and it's draft number 8. And he said they've all been emotional and excitable and denouncing the Senate. Said he's very impatient. He's jumping from one post to the other.
Abe is?
Yeah, and he said we're all terms. He's a very proud man. He's very emotional about this. And fellas, it's awfully easy for him to help other people, but when it comes, they involve themselves sometimes. They have problems for him. They're just looking at coal. Ramsey thinks that Abe really doesn't want us to submit in another name, just let it die there on the vine. But he says he's got a letter he won't send to us. Ramsey thinks that we ought to wait till about Thursday. Tomorrow's a holiday, Jewish holiday, so that Abe ought to send a letter that just meets it head on, just saying that I appreciate your to the presidency. I appreciate your confidence in me and your selecting me, but the court's about to begin and majority of the Senate has indicated they're ready to vote on my nomination, but a substantial minority won't permit them to, and therefore I don't want to be sitting there while this thing's being debated and I ask you to withdraw my name. Something about like that. I think that's about what's in his letter now. He had a lot of denunciations in it, but the Porter's taking some of them out and Ramsey's taking some of them out. He thinks that ought to be done. Then the question is whether we should just sit there until January and not send a man, and whether we should send a man up right away, or whether we should wait a day or two and canvass it pretty carefully and try to send somebody, or wait till they leave and name a recess, or what? That is the next question. And that's what I'd like to have your thinking on. I have got it. I don't care much. I would assume that the Republicans would want to. I assume the Republicans would want to hold it for Nixon on the other hand, the Southerners and Dirksen and some of them indicated to me a good many times, Dirksen indicated to me today that he'd be strong for Tom Clark. He said, let him go and serve 3 or 4 years. He'd been on the court. They just want somebody that wants to be this crime stuff. I don't know what they would do with that. I think it'd probably be Texas and be too old, and the liberals might fuss. I believe that Ramsey would have to leave as Attorney General, and that looked like Clark got off the court, and Ramsey went on, and now Ramsey went off, and Clark got on, and a lot of Texas maneuvering. I guess he would be most popular with the opponents. I mean, the Republicans and the Southerners. That's what make up your group. There's hardly any other person you could get unless it's a senator. You could get Cooper, but he's deaf.
Is there any?
You could get Hart, but the Republicans wouldn't go for him because he's liberal and extreme and very McCarthyish. His wife run around over the country and his daughter. You might get Pastore. They'd say that's cute.
Well, I just have two reactions on the present situation. I have read in the press from time to time that Mansfield contemplated trying cloture twice. I bring it up the first time.
No, he wants to abandon it now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Would you think there's any value from your standpoint, Abe, letting them debate it for another couple of days and having them try closer again?
No, they won't do that. They've already set it aside.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
They're
on your defense appropriation bill now.
I guess. Well, I'm taking care of that. I think that they have indicated that it's not going to be.
Yeah, that's definite. You can be just as sure of that as you are that Marnie loves you. Lady Bird just walked in my room here, and she's got on a long dress. I don't know whether it's an evening dress or just one she used to have when she first came to Washington.
I bet she looks pretty.
About 4 inches. Don't say she looks pretty with it. 4 inches. She's way 4 inches below her knee.
There never was anybody more determined to keep me young or keep me dressed up. That's a hard uphill pull, but he does his best. I want to tell you, I thought you were great the other day.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, how nice.
Oh, you were masterful and courteous, but they never seemed to have the advantage of you or to get you rattled. And I tell you, that's
Well, that's just great. An occasional word of encouragement for me, and I go right through the ceiling.
I'll give him back to you.
Thank you, dear.
Hello.
All right. I'll be thinking about this. Is there a sound, distinguished, liberal, Republican lawyer of national standing? And they just couldn't find anything really to matter with. Republicans couldn't claim that it was some kind of last-minute effort to prevent Nixon, but at least we'd end up with a good, strong liberal. I keep having the feeling that something in that direction just absolutely defuses the opposition. I think we might think something about that. If there is a man, I would like you to send the man up, another name up. I just wouldn't like to take this as though, well, hell, they've won, and now we can't do anything, because you still have 3 months and 20 days to be president of the United States.
Yes, but they won't vote for Republican liberal because they're not Republicans. The 10 of them will, but the 37 of them, the 27 of them won't, and the Southerners won't. You're dealing with roughly 20 Southerners, 27 Republicans. Now you take the three we had, we got two of them, Smathers, Dodge. Well, we got Yarber and Gore. That's the only Southerners out of the 11 Confederate states. So out of 22, we got two. Now they're blocked, and they're going to vote for anybody that they think will go along with the Mallory and Escondido and the Arizona case, what do they call it? And they're just hell-bent on it. So you got to get somebody that they'll go with. Now, they might go with the senator. Cupper is a liberal, of course.
I never thought he was very bright.
He's not. He's not at all. He's not at all. They might go with the Pastore. I think Pastore put him in a hell of shape. He's a damned able lawyer, was attorney general of his state. He's a governor. He's a hell of a speaker. He's a well-informed fellow.
His heart attack?
What?
Would his heart attack give them anything?
Well, it didn't bother mine.
It didn't bother you?
And he's there all the time. You would never think so, but the people gave us 62%, and I noticed that was Gallup's poll. I got the polls this afternoon, and you know, it's just unbelievable. Those polls, I was looking to see, you know, how much they might be off.
Yeah.
So I sent for the polls, and here are the polls. I'll just give you a sample of them.
And what's the question?
This is Johnson and Goldwater on July the 1st. I was 77, Goldwater was 18. July the 10th, I was 72, Goldwater's 22. July 13th, I was 77 and 20. July 23rd was a week after the Republican convention. He'd come down from 77, he'd come from 20 to 31.
Yeah.
I'd come from 77 to 61. I lost 16 points that week of that convention. Next week, I lost 2 points, 59. August, I lost 2 points, 59. August 22nd, when just as our convention started, I went back 65. Then I went back to 59, then back 65, September 20, 60, 62, 64, 60, 61, 62, and that's the way it wound up, 62-33, and they had a release date. Gallup had 61-32, Harris had 62-33, release date November the 2nd.
And it proved to be really very active.
62-33 is what it was.
62-33, was it?
Yeah, and that's the largest percentage any president ever got.
That's right.
Gallup had